It's almost 12 noon, sometime after the close of our last episode. As business baron Samuel R.J. Merriweather goes to the offices of attorney Perry Mason. And now, after only a brief wait, Mr. Merriweather is admitted to Perry Mason's private office.
Come in, Mr. Merriweather.
Oh, thank you, Miss Street. Hello, Mason.
Merriweather, did you get the information?
Yes, sir, Mr. Mason. I hope I didn't keep you waiting too long, sir.
Minutes count, Mr. Merriweather.
Kate Beekman is innocent, sir, but she's in jail, and every minute she's locked up.
Anything I can get for the girl, Mason?
Nothing more now, if you have the information. You checked personally?
Yes. You know, I own a number of office buildings and leave the details of renting space and so on to agents. First time I ever checked into it personally. Now, sir, I went to this chap's office who's agent for the building in question, and I thought I had a match. A cigar's
gone. No, really, his match.
Oh. Never saw this chap before. I reckon he never saw me either. He's a pencil twiddler.
A what?
Twiddles with a pencil while you're talking to him. One of those neat, fussy men. All right, I suppose, but makes me nervous. Anyhow, I asked him the circumstances in which Gordon Webber leased office space, and he got real snippy. Sat there twiddling that pencil and looking at me as if I didn't have good sense, and said he wasn't at liberty to divulge such information. I asked him if he could see his way clear to straining a point and telling Mr. Merriweather. He just laughed at me. So I showed him my card.
What did he do?
I'll tell you one thing, Miss Street. He quit twiddling that pencil.
Mr. Merriweather.
Hey, it's all right, right. I'm getting to the point, Mason. Gordon Webber paid for that insurance office himself. If anybody was backing him, the records don't show it. Webber paid a year's rent with his personal check. So, there it is, Mason. If a bunch of crooks were backing Webber, you can't prove it by me.
Possibly we can. Check Webber's bank balance as of that date and see if he made the deposit shortly before giving your agent the check. Can you?
It was issued on the Powell Exchange, and I own some stock. Yes, I can. And?
If the syndicate backed Webber, we won't find positive proof now. But Webber got backing from the syndicate or from a girl named Tony Fasina. It might prove helpful to see if she gave Webber money.
And if she didn't, the syndicate did.
Strong indication.
All right. Then what?
Well, I have private detectives going over Webber's past with a magnifying glass. Anything you turn up might head us in the right direction.
Private detectives, huh? Yeah, they cost money.
Well,
girl's father, Beekman, he hasn't got money. Got a good job, but he hasn't had it long. Who's picking up the tab?
Oh, we'll work out something.
Uh-huh. You and who?
Well, you, among others.
Oh. You're going to sock me when you make those changes in my will. All right. Sock the guys who can pay for it. I can, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else?
I'll let you know.
I'm quite certain you will. Yeah, I'm getting a kick out of this, Mason. I haven't been out of my office during business hours in years. You should have seen that fellow with the pencil when I told him who I am. Well, I'll get to work. Mason.
Oh, yes, sir.
I told you I talked to the district attorney. Fred App knows you're my personal lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
He thinks he's got you beat. He's rock solid positive about it.
Well, that's why I'm going to teach him a lesson. You see, Apt isn't willing to look for the real murderer because he's convinced he has the killer in hand. All right, if he won't, we will.
It'll take money.
You've got a lot of it.
Can I reach you here?
I'm leaving now for a conference with Miss Beekman, and I will be here.
All right, when you see the girl, if there's anything else I can do, I'll speak to you later.
Well, unknown to Perry Mason, unknown to the innocent girl herself, Kate Beekman is getting help from an unexpected source. Lieutenant Donald Halverson is certain Kate murdered Gordon Webber, but he's just as certain her punishment will be reduced if he can learn all the facts. Therefore, the lieutenant felt justified in planting a policewoman in the cell next to Kate, because the lieutenant feels it's his clear and honest duty to see any criminal gets a square shake. But as to his motives for coming to visit Kate again himself, well, the lieutenant has carefully refrained from examining his motives because his need to see her lovely face again is clearly above and beyond the call of duty. Now, as he follows the matron to Kate's cell,
Come on, Josie, step on it.
Hold your horses, Lieutenant. My feet hurt. But they don't hurt as bad as they did.
Well, maybe you'll walk a little faster then,
This is fast enough. She showed me exercises, the Beekman girl.
Exercises?
Mm-hmm. Foot exercises for when your dogs start barking. She learned them when she was a dancer.
Yeah? They help?
Some, but I'm going to tell you the truth, Lieutenant. They still hurt. I guess they always...
How'd she happen to tell you?
I said my feet hurt, and she told me.
She just up and told you without you asking her?
So what?
So it was a nice thing to do.
Or else she knows which side of bread is buttered on.
All right, pot down, Josie. Here's herself.
You got a visitor, Katie.
Lieutenant Alderson.
Hello, Miss Beekman. Hey, where's that smile I saw a minute ago?
I took it off.
Yeah? Sounds like you wear a smile like you wear a hat.
Well, I'm not going to put it back on if you've come to ask questions.
No serious questions. You look nice in a smile, though.
All right. I feel like smiling this morning. I guess you can feel discouraged and hopeless for just so long, and then you have to smile.
Mm-hmm. Miss Beekman, I was going to
no
ask...
No questions, Lieutenant.
Whatever you say. Or would you rather not talk at all?
Well, I don't mind just talking. I get lonesome for somebody to talk to.
Even me?
When you don't ask questions.
Then let me tell you something. Now, you'll stop me if I ask a question.
Yes, sir.
Right away.
Immediately.
All right. I'm going to dinner at my sister's house, so I'll be out of touch for a few hours. In case you want me for anything, tell Josie, okay?
Yes, but what could
well,
I want...
Well, you've got things to tell me. Now, I'm not going to ask, but when you decide that you're ready, any time, day or night, okay?
Okay.
I know your folks and Perry Mason see that you get whatever you need, but if there's anything else, for instance, somebody you'd like to see...
What?
Well, anybody special. I think a pretty girl like you would have somebody. What's the matter with the young fellows nowadays?
Don't you know, Lieutenant? You're a young fellow yourself. Maybe they don't like redheads.
That can't be.
Why are you smiling?
Well, my sister has red hair. So does the baby.
Oh, she has a baby?
A baby and an older boy.
Oh.
You know, I'll never forget the first time I met Chick.
Who's Chick?
He's my brother-in-law.
Oh.
Sis and Chick got married during the war. I was overseas at the time, so I never met the guy. And by the time I got home, Chick was overseas, and their first baby was on the way. So I kind of looked after Sis when she had the baby and all. Well, a couple of months later, I stopped by to see Sis. She and the baby met me at the door. She had to go to the corner for some milk or something, and she asked me to keep an eye on the baby. I'm sorry.
Right.
Well, I didn't even have time to take off my hat when the baby started crying.
Oh.
I tried to find out what the trouble was. There I was, leaning over to take him out of the crib when the door opened behind me. Well, I didn't turn around because I thought it was Sis. Only it was my brother-in-law.
Oh, and that was the first time he saw you?
Yes, and what he saw was a strange guy in a hat and overcoat bending over his baby. Well, to make a long story short, I managed to get the baby back into the crib before he came after me.
Mm.
And just then, Sis came back to find her brother and her husband having a real brawl.
Oh, what about the poor baby?
Well, the baby liked it fine. He only started crying when Sis broke it up.
She broke it up?
She grabbed Chick by one ear and me by the other. I told you she's got red hair.
Oh, my goodness.
You want to hear the rest of it?
Oh, yes, please.
Well, Chick and I walked around each other like a couple of strange dogs. Of course, now I know he's one of the nicest guys I've ever known.
Uh-oh.
But that first meeting... Sis made us stand and shake hands and tell each other we were sorry, but it wasn't until a long, long...
Don Halverson and Kate Beekman have snatched a moment of happiness from a time of grim trouble for Kate. The fact Kate can laugh, even for a moment, with Don Halverson is important. You know why. You'll join us tomorrow, won't you?